Well, good morning. On my side of the world, I decided to do this podcast as to so you can physically see me, just to try something different. And as always, I wanted to share and just have a conversation with you about the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. God loves you, and not only does God love you, but that God will walk you through your valley, your shadows. And when it says that He walks you through the valley of the shadows of death, but I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, it comforts me. That really has spoken to me in my life. I want to share with you the power of God, the power of the Word of God, that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. I want to share with you that the power of God is faithful and that it doesn't waver. I have experienced life, and in the life or the lifing, that God's word has not returned void. In the very beginning of my journey, of my healing journey, of my awakening journey, let me just go back. If you've never watched any of my videos, or I'm a healing coach. And I help men and women heal from their subconscious fears so that they can be in alignment with God and how God sees them. And so I share this message because this is the path that I went on. God spoke to me 7 years ago. I cried out to God because I was living numb. Not only was I living numb, but I always just felt that what I had going on the inside of me wasn't right. It was off. It wasn't right. And in my cry out to God, I remember distinctively saying, God, show me me, because I know that the things that are happening in my life, it's nice if you fix that. But I know that the tangibles in my life is not the issue. And I wouldn't even say that I was the issue, but I, in a sense of blame, but I knew that, I just knew that this was about me. And knew that it was about God showing me me. And so on a 21-day fast that I went on with a former spiritual mentor, my request, my prayer was, God, show me me. Show me who I really am. And on that defining day, that was when God spoke to me. And told me and showed me all the areas of my life and how I was showing up. And that wasn't who I was. That those were layers that I had packed on in life, through my upbringing, through what I was told of how I thought I had to show up. And that I was getting ready to go on a process. And that my life was going to, that my journey was going to be expedited. And I remember, and God was sharing also the things that God was going to restore in my life. And I couldn't put a time frame on it. I couldn't put God in a box. I couldn't force something to happen. I couldn't control what was going to happen. But I know that one thing that I do know is that God had put a blueprint inside of me. And that blueprint was the path that has brought me to the awareness of the faithfulness of what God speaks to you. And not only what God speaks to you, but when I talk about the blueprint, I mean, you will have the right people that will come into your life. The layers will fall off. There will be things inside of you that you will not, you may not have known how powerful you were, but on the path, as I was going on this path with God, I was finding out that even in my own fears, even in my own mistakes or hurdles or pitfalls that I would even equate as pitfalls, even in me trying to control it, even in me taking over, even in my ignorance and lack of understanding, that none of that mattered. That none of it mattered. And that the fact that I kept believing and kept moving forward, I just kept moving, I just found that God's word did not return void. That everything that God spoke to me, that God spoke to me 7 years ago has come to pass or is coming to pass. And I just want to share that with you, that whatever it was, whatever it is that God has spoken to you, whatever that is, whatever it was that God has spoken to you, that it can and it will come to pass in God's timing. In God's timing. I'm reminded of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings on eagle. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. And there have been times when I wanted to faint. There have been times when I wanted to stop walking, but I kept going. There have been times when I stayed in the bed, just processing. There were times when I was in a dark place, when I felt as though that I couldn't move on, that I couldn't go on, that I didn't have the strength to carry out what God deposited in me, what God told me. And even in all of that, that still happened because God has the blueprint inside of you. Even in, like, you think you might, like, go this route, and it might be not the route that God has you on, you will be pulled back. Because it's when you are chosen, when you're called by God, and when you surrender to God, when you've given God, like, your yes, and you, like, surrender to it, whatever it is, when you've let go, even when you try to hold on, there will be instances, scenarios, things in your life that will always, that good shepherd will always, that staff will always tug you back and gear you, steer you right back to into where God would have you to be. And so it's almost, it's like providence. It's almost in essence that you can't mess up. You can't mess it up. Because of the faithfulness of God and your act of faith in God, it's, you can't mess it up. What God has spoken will come to pass in the physical. It is in our human nature, it is sometimes the kinks and things that we're working out. It is what God is doing in us. It is what God is doing behind the scenes. It is the things oftentimes that we cannot see that God doesn't show us. It is the things that God is revealing and doing inside of you and growing inside of you. It is in all the things, and you can't control it. You can't force it to happen. You can't pry it to happen, because it's not in your timing, but in God's. I want you to encourage you to stay in the race. The race is not given to the swift, nor to the battle or to the strong, but the one who endures to the end. You might want to say that again. The one who endures to the end. I wouldn't call myself a fast runner. I would not call myself a fast runner. But when I condition myself, I would call myself a long distance runner. A long distance runner. And I'm reminded of that verse. It's not how fast you do it. It's not even how strong you do it. It's how long you endure. God is with you. God loves you and will never leave you nor forsake you. Even when I felt like I was forsaken, I wasn't. Even when I believed that it was so hard and it was challenging, but I worked through it. And in working through it, and working through the cracks, and working through the uncertainty, in it all, in your imperfections, in your flaws, in your fears that might seem surmountable, in it all, that God's word stands. That the promises of God are the promises of God. God is faithful. And as you keep going and walk in faith, even on those dark days, even on the days of uncertainty, that all of it is okay, that God is not intimidated by your uncertainty, that God is not intimidated by your fears, even if you have to stand it with your knees wobbling, that God is faithful and God is God. God is God. God is God. God is God, all powerful. Not thrown off by what you see on the news, even though it's tragic. The things that oftentimes is happening in the world is terrible. Or the things that you might be experiencing right now or have experienced was heavy. Might have felt like it knocked your whole soul out. Some of you might even be on medication right now just to stay mentally sane. And I get it. I understand it. I understand. I am not in your shoes, but I understand the trials of life and just the things that your mind is trying to consume and grasp and understand and the things that are happening or that has happened, or things that you felt were out of your control. And you're saying, well, where is God in this? I get it and I understand. And even still, God is faithful. God is not intimidated by your doubt or your uncertainty. But I would just encourage you, if you can just keep moving by faith, you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Take care of your body, wherever you are right now in your process, wherever you are in life, where you are right now is valuable, is needed, is necessary. Nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted. That God will use any and everything to bring about the glory that he wants to reveal through you and in you. And it is happening even when you don't see it, even when you don't feel it, even though if the things in your life may have abruptly happened or unabruptly happened, even if your struggle or your tests might seem longer than you had anticipated, your wait process might be longer than you had really expected or had wanted, but even in it all, that God will reveal, he'll show signs, he'll reveal things of your dream, and God is doing the work inside of you. All of the twists and turns, the different seasons of life, the many different things, God is working it all for your good. It's a hard word. I know it might be tough. I know you might be hanging on by literally a hair string. This message is to encourage you, to let you know that God has not forsaken you, that God has not forgotten you, that God is not taken back by your trepidation, and that if you would just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in your now moment right now, even if you don't understand it, take a minute. Sometimes you gotta take a minute and step back. Sometimes you gotta take a minute and breathe. Sometimes you gotta take a minute and go for a walk. I know I do. Sometimes you gotta lean back, fall back, take a step back. And then when you feel ready, go back in. Sometimes it's not always the gas pedal. You're not always pressing on gas. Sometimes you got to press that brake and pause to reboot, to recharge, to hear from God more clearly. Sometimes you grow in that dark. I was in that dark place. I was still growing in the dark. You might feel that you're going to lose it. But even in the tossing and the turning, even in the turbulence and what might feel like a tsunami, the God is in it with you, even when it don't feel like it. I encourage you to take a step back. I encourage you to be good to you. I encourage you to take care of your heart, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And what I really do mean by that is allow the Holy Spirit to work in you. Be in a safe space where you can allow people to pour into you. You know, relationships are everything. Healthy relationships are everything. Use these people. Use them. God has sent them in your life for a divine purpose. Use them. Open up your mouth and say you need help. In that safe space, the people that God has sent in your life, share what's on your heart. If you feel led to go to a therapist and talk with somebody you don't know, go to them. Use the resources that have been given to you. Listen to your body. Listen to you. Your body is where the Holy Spirit lives. And so listen to what it needs. Listen to what it needs. Listen to your body. Listen to what it needs. Do you need to lie down? Do you need to cry? Do you need to be silent? Do you need to call somebody? Do you need to go for a hike? Do you need to go for a walk? Do you need to drink some water? Do you, I sound like I was from the East Coast. Do you need to eat healthier? Do you need to shut the noise down? Do you need to take a break? Do you need to go on a vacation? Do you need to tell everybody what it is that you need for you? They love you. Your loved ones love you. Tell folks what you need. Ask your body, what do you need in this moment? How do I need to pour into you? Do you need to just relax and watch a movie? Get a glass of wine. Whatever your process is, God is in it all. And I would encourage you to listen. But most importantly, know that in it all, even in everything that I've shared with you, that God is faithful in it all. But God wants you to be whole, to be complete, and to be lacking nothing. Hope you got something out of it. I will leave the description at the bottom if you would like more healing resources. I'll leave the description at the bottom where you can go to my site and check those out. But other than that, that's all I got. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye.